USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple locations are reporting injuries as tornadoes rip through the South. The Calhoun County, Alabama Emergency Management Office says at least 5 people have been killed in Ohatchee. In Pelham, Alabama, there's reports of heavy damage.
We've got trees and power lines down. It is essential, please, stay off the road so first responders can get in here to help these people.
Public Information Officer Ainsley Allison. Governor Kay Ivey offered condolences to all of those impacted by the storm. The National Weather Service has tornado watches and warnings in effect. During a news conference, President Biden discussed the surge of migrants at the border. He said he's made arrangements to help more children.
Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds. Be immediately available. 5,000 beds in the Texas border.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
The Texas Department of Health says the number of dead from February's winter storm and blackouts is now 111 people, which is nearly double the initial tally. He says most of the deaths were from hypothermia. North Korea state media claims Pyongyang has launched a new tactical guided weapon. The report says Kim Jong-un couldn't be there. Tornado watches are in effect from Mississippi to Illinois. Alabama has been hit with a few big ones. There have been reports of some long track twisters. Tanya Sims says she didn't realize the tornado was there in her hometown of Eagle Point until it had hit.
I had no idea we were under a tornado warning. I got the dogs, all the animals downstairs just in time. But I thought, that doesn't, you know, we don't have tornadoes.
Police in Pelham say at least 50 homes were damaged. Police in Calhoun County say there have been multiple injuries and at least 5 people have been killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An Illinois man is looking to break the world's record for the most push-ups on Saturday. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
George Hood is no stranger to world records. The 63-year-old retired Marine holds about a half dozen other fitness records, including longest plank and longest time doing stationary cycling. On Saturday, he will host an outdoor event in Boca Raton, Florida, not only to attempt the record, but raise money for the Wounded Veterans Relief Fund. The record he's trying to break is 2,919. Hood will need to average roughly 50 push-ups per hour to achieve the record. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles police came across some trouble as they tried to clear out a homeless camp. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. 2 unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.